I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi friends, welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. This week we'll be looking at what I call the nature of the soul. We can think of the soul as having two parts. The vast, non-local soul exists at the virtual or spirit level. It is powerful, pure, and capable of anything. The personal, local part of the soul exists at the quantum level, metaphorically speaking. This is what reaches into our daily lives and holds the essence of who we are. So, why do our lives often feels so circumscribed? So let's try to understand these levels of existence. The first level, which we often call the real world, although actually it's the most unreal, we call it the real world. This is the body as a collection of recycled molecules. The body renews itself, regenerates itself, it converts food into building blocks. But all the cells in the body are constantly recycling. So your stomach cells are recycling every 5 days, your skin cells once a month, your skeleton once every 3 months, and even your DNA, which contains the memory of millions of years of evolutionary time, the actual raw material, the carbon, the hydrogen, the oxygen, the nitrogen, it comes and goes every 6 weeks like migratory birds. The earth provides the nutrients for our body, and our body is simply recycled food. And the recycling of the earth is indeed our body. The second level of experience is this level of emotions. I would like to think of our emotions as recycled energy. So anger recycles in people who are emotionally connected, so does guilt, so does happiness, so does joy. And every emotion also has an energy component to it. We feel the energetic component in our body as what we call sensations or feelings. And then there's another level of experience, which we call thoughts. Thoughts are mostly recycled information. I would say that the recycling of a collective database in what we might call the socially conditioned mind, these days easily available on the internet as search engines. But all those thoughts are recycling through you at this moment as well, to the extent you have an interest in them. In fact, most thoughts are recycled information, except the most original thoughts. And even the most original thoughts are actually quantum leaps of creativity that occur from that same collective recycled bed of information. So information recycles, then it evolves into creative expression.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
This is how we not only recycle our emotions, our thoughts, but also all our experiences, sensations, images, feelings, thoughts, perceptions. And once in a while, we take a creative leap and information achieves a new level of expression as knowledge and ultimately as wisdom. Let's pause here for today.